Let's get started. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud Daled. Good morning, everybody. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it is also sponsored by, just give me a moment, it is also sponsored by Ariel Jaidel for Refuah Shleima, for Rachel Malka Bas Tzurtel Sheindel, Shishlev Refuah Shleima, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the last line of the page on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman HaKesef Nasan Lach. So we're first going to discuss that Achashverosh gave Haman all the money necessary to carry out his evil plot. Then we're going to talk about how Achashverosh also wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And then we're going to discuss how the removal of the ring from Achashverosh did more to get the Jewish people to do tshuva than all of the Nevi'im and all of the Nevi'os. Throughout history, the Gemara is going to talk about why it is that we do not recite Hallel on Purim. We're going to have three different reasons why we don't recite Hallel on Purim, and then the majority of the daf is going to go through the Nevi'im and the Nevi'os. Were there really only 48 Nevi'im, and how do I know that the seven women that were identified as Nevi'os in fact were Nevi'os? We're going to tell a detailed story about Avigail, and then the Gemara is going to talk about why Yoshio HaMelech didn't just consult Yirmiyahu Navi, and instead went to Chulda to consult her. After all, Yirmiyahu Navi was the leading Navi of the time. The Gemara is going to discuss how Yuhara is not good for women, and we learn that from Chulda and from Devora. So the majority of the daf is about the Nevi'im, and mostly the Nevi'os, really, that we're going to discuss in Daf Yud Daled today. So let's begin Yud Gimel and Bey's last line in the page. That you have the money, now go do what you want to the people. Tosos points out that we have an interesting gematria over here. Hakesef nasal nach, the little Tosos, gematria da hakesef ola ha'eitz, ramaz lo shiit la'alav, that the gematria of hakesef is ha'eitz, that it's a remez that he's going to be hanged on the eitz. So I'm Rabbi Abba, mashal da hachashverosh ha'aman l'ma adav doma. What's the mashal of hachashverosh ha'aman? It's like l'shnei b'nei adam la one of them has this useless mound of dirt in his field, and the other one has a ditch in his field that ruins the entire field. So Bal Charitz Amar, the one who has the ditch in his field thinks, I need to really buy myself some dirt so I can fill in this ditch. I would pay good money for some dirt. Balatel Amar, and the one who has the extra dirt in his field, the pile, the mound of dirt in his field, will say, I wish I could have someone that could take this dirt off of my hands to fill in some sort of ditch that they might have in their field, and I'd be willing to pay for the carting off of all of this dirt. So the Yom Nizdav Guzei Tzolzeh, one day they meet each other and they start schmoozing with each other. Amalo Bal Charitz Balatel Mechar Li Tilcha, the Bal Charitz will tell the Balatel, will tell the owner of the mound, can you sell me your mound? Amalo Tolo Sabachina Balavai, what do you mean sell? Halavai, you should just take it from me. I don't need this tell. I need to get rid of it. So it's interesting, the Achronim discuss, why is it that that's the mashal, that Achashverosh views Klal Yisrael as a tel, and Haman views Klal Yisrael as a charitz? And the Sefer Anaf Yosef, he says, because they both hated the Jewish people, but in different ways. By Achashverosh, the Jewish people were people of prestige, and people that he was jealous of, because they were so great, and therefore, he didn't want anyone else to be chashuv aside from himself. He was always paranoid schizophrenic. He was always concerned that other people were trying to outdo him, and that he didn't want anyone else to be chashuv like him. So the Jewish people were like a tel gavoa; they were like this high mound as far as he was concerned, and that bothered him. By Haman looked down at the Jewish people. There were low lives in Haman's eyes. Ulamelech in shovel anicham. There are mufuzar and mufurad. He was mezalzel in the Jewish people. So for him, it was a charitz. It was a ditch. It was something that was beneath the surface, and that's why we understand vayivas bein of l'shloach yad b'mordechai levado ki higid lo esam Mordechai, that he didn't want to do anything to Mordechai because he knew that Mordechai was a Yehudi, and it's beneath him to deal with someone like that, to deal with someone who's so beneath him. The Chasam Sofer al Torah in Parshas Tetzaveh says a little differently. He says Achashverosh, by Achashverosh the Jewish people were like a tel because he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael by elevating them, by lifting them up, and he wanted to ruin Klal Yisrael by causing them to assimilate, and that's why he makes a big party and he gives them all the food and everything that they would ever want. That was his strategy to destroy Klal Yisrael. Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael by knocking them down. We've seen our enemies use both strategies throughout history, and those were the two strategies that were employed by Achashverosh and by Haman, and that's why it's the Tel and the Charetz. Says the Gemara further now, seven lines into the page, V'yasa HaMelech has tabato, that the king removed his signet ring. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Gedola Asaras Tabas, Yos Me'arbam, Mushman Nevi'im, V'shev Nevi'os, and Shavel and Yisrael. That the impact of that Asaras Tabas, of that decree, was greater than the impact of all 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that were Misnavei to Klal Yisrael, and were telling us to do tshuva all that time. Shekulim lo gzir lemutav. None of them were as successful in getting us to do tshuva, V'ilu Asaras Tabas, Gziras lemutav. But Achashverosh takes off that Tabas, and it's Maxi lemutav, and all of a sudden we're all interested in doing tshuva. So now we're going to discuss this idea that there are 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. Tan Rabbanan, Arba Mushman Nevi'im, Shavin Nevi'os, Nusav Lam Yisrael. There are 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that were Nisnavei for Klal Yisrael. V'lo Paschu V'lo Asiru Al Mashkas B'Torah, and they didn't detract nor add to anything that it says in the Torah, Chutz Mi Mikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah, that was the only addition that they made to the Torah. We already learned earlier, all the way back on Daf Beis, that Menatzvich, Sofim Amrum, that the Nevi'im were Masakin Menatzvich, the Sofei Osios, and the Gemara said, what do you mean the Nevi'im were Mechadish? Ein Navi Rashi Lechadish Davar. A Navi is not allowed to add mitzvahs to the Torah, so the Gemara over here is highlighting that with all of the Nevi'im, they didn't add anything to the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. The only thing is, the Yun Yaakov points out, it doesn't just say they didn't add, it also says they didn't subtract anything from the Torah, Chutz from Mikra Megillah. Why did it say they didn't subtract? Mikra Megillah is not a subtraction. Mikra Megillah is an addition, it's not a subtraction at all. So the Yun Yaakov suggests that by being Masakin Mikra Megillah, those days of Purim became Asur in Hesped and Tainus as well. And as days that are Asur in Hesped and Tainus, so it's subtracting the ability to do Hesped and Tainus. And in that sense, it is a subtraction from that which it says in the Torah. So in the Ben Yoyada, he says, I don't know, there's no mitzvah to fast on these days. Hesped is also not a mitzvah in the Torah. So they didn't really subtract from what it says in the Torah. So the Iyun Yaakov says, yeah, but let's say you had a person who took a neder to take a tainus. A neder is a chiyuv min haTorah. Now he's not going to be able to take a tainus on Purim because they were misakin. In that sense, pischu. In that sense, they also subtracted from what it says in the Torah. So, but even just the very comment that they didn't add or subtract anything from what it says in the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. Is that really true? The Rashi raises the question. What about Ner Chanukah? They certainly were Masaki Ner Chanukah as well. So Rashi says, there were no Nevi'im around in the times of Ner Chanukah. But B'yimei Mordechai, there were still Nevi'im. So we're saying in the days of the Nevi'im, they didn't add anything to the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. The Ran raises the same question, but he broadens the question. He says, forget about Ner Chanukah. There are all sorts of Takanos and Yisurim Drabanan. Right? We have a Dinim Drabanan all over the place. So what do you mean they didn't add or subtract anything to the Torah? So he says, all that the Chacham were Masakin is always a Siyag LaTorah. It's always a Geder to prevent us from violating Navera. That always has a Smach Min HaTorah, because the Pasuk says, Ushmartem Es Mishmarti Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, that we're always supposed to add on extra protection so that we don't come to violate the Mitzvah HaTorah. But Mikra Megillah is a Takana of a Mitzvah. So that's what we're saying, that they didn't add any new Mitzvah that has nothing to do with anything it says in the Torah. It's just a brand new mitzvah that they didn't do except for Mikra Megillah. So the Sfasema says, I don't know, is that really true? Chum, we're not misakin any mitzvahs. They are misakin mitzvahs every once in a while. They're misakin mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. It's a Midivrei Kabbalah. That's from the Nevi'im. That's not from the Torah. So it's not a Geder or a Siyag. It's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, Sfasema says. So Sfasema says, the Chum certainly are misakin many mitzvahs. What the Bryson means to say is that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is the only one that is nitna likasev, as opposed to other mitzvos. I mean, it's the only one that makes it into Tanakh. The Rashash explains that ein navi rashi lechadish dav meatzvah means al yidei nevuah v'ruach hakodesh. But to be misakin and to be gozer gzeros, just like the chamar misakin and gozer gzeros, certainly a navi is allowed to do as well. Meaning a navi is a chacham plus. So if chacham are allowed to make takanos and chacham are allowed to make gzeros, neviim are also allowed to make takanos and make gzeros. The only thing is, they're not supposed to do it al yidei ruach hakodesh. They're not supposed to supposed to do it al yedei their nevuah. They're only supposed to do it al yedei their yediyas haTorah, their knowledge of the Torah. That's what's supposed to be the driving force behind their institution of mitzvos and gzeros. Okay, so the Brisa continues. So we said that only Mikra Megillah, my Darush, the Gemara continues rather, what was the drasha that they made to add Mikra Megillah? Amr Rabbi Chibarav and Amr Rabbi Shoben Karcha Umame, Avdus Techeirus Amrin Shira, Mimisa L'chaim, Lo Kol Shkein, that if one is goes from Avdus Techeirus, we sing Shira, like we see by Yitzias Mitzrayim, so certainly when we sing Shira Aliyam, so certainly when one goes Mimisa L'chaim, of course one is going to sing Shira. So Ihachi Halal Nami Nema, says Gemara, well, Shira should be Halal, so why don't we say Halal? Why is it that there's only Mikra Megillah? Why isn't there a mitzvah of Halal on Purim? So says Gemara, three answers. Number one, the Fishenor Halal Nesha B'chutz Laretz. You don't say Halal on a Nes that occurs in Chutz Laretz. In fact, the Gemara, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nesha B'chutz Laretz, Hechi Amrin and Shira. Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in Chutz Laretz, and yet we sang Shira and we say Halal over Yitzias Mitzrayim. And so Gemara, Kedetanya, Achla Nichli Yisrael La'aretz, Huchshru Kalaratzos Lomar Shira. Mishnichli Yisrael La'aretz, Lo Huchshru Kalaratzos Lomar Shira. Yeah, it's true. We don't say Halal on Nesha B'chutz Laretz. That's only once we entered Eretz Yisrael. But prior to entering Eretz Yisrael, like in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you can say Halal even on a Nesha B'chutz Laretz. But the story of Purim was after Yeshua brought us into Eretz Yisrael, so mainly we're not going to say Halal on a Nesha B'chutz Laretz. So that's answer number one. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? Answer number one, because it's a Nesha B'chutz Laretz. We don't say Halal on a Nesha that occurs in Chutz Laretz. Answer number two, Rav Nachman Amar, Kriyasa Zu Halila, that when we do Mikra Megillah, that is the Kiyum of Halal. That actually reading the Megillah is a Kiyum of saying Halal. And Rav Amar, Rav says, Bishlam Hasam Halal Avdei Hashem Avdei Paro, how could we say Halal? I understand very well by Mitzrayim that we were distinguished from the Mitzrayim because we were Avdei Hashem and we're no longer Avdei Paro. Elahacha Halal Avdei Hashem Lo Avdei Achashverosh Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. How could we praise Hashem for no longer being subjugated by any foreign king? We're still Avdei Achashverosh. In the end of the Purim story, guess who the king was? It was still Achashverosh. So you can't say Halal for something like that. So says the Gemara, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rav Nachman, Kashava, Tani Mishnuch L'Saratz L'Hukshu Kalaratzos L'Mashira. Wait a second. According to Rav and Rav Nachman, it sounds like they're unsatisfied with the first answer. The Gemara gave three answers. Rava was answer number three. Rav Nachman was answer number two. Sounds like none of them except answer number one. Answer number one was that we don't say Halal Al-Nes Shebechutz L'Aretz. What? Do they deny that there's such a thing that you don't say Halal Al-Nes Shebechutz L'Aretz? So answer Gemara, Kivan Shegalu Chazul Echsherin Arishon. No, they hold that that's true that you don't say Halal Al-Nes Shebechutz L'Aretz, but that's only when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. Once Galus Bavel happened, the original rules came back that you were allowed to say Halal Al-Nes Shebechutz L'Aretz, just like that we were allowed to say Halal when it came to when it came to the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why they do accept the rule, but they modify the rule that once we go into Golus Bavel, we no longer have the right to say Halal. So is there a nafka mina between these different reasons as to why it is that we don't say Halal? So the Me'iri suggests a very important nafka mina is, what if a person doesn't have a Megillah? Would you then say Halal? So if you hold that the primary reason we don't say Halal is because Kriyas Zuei Lila, that when you read the Megillah, that's the Kiyum of Halal. So what if you don't have a Megillah? Meaning that's suggesting that there really is a Chiyuv of Halal. It's just that we fulfill it through Mikra Megillah. But if you don't have a Megillah, then you should read Halal. But if you say, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, and therefore we're not going to say Halal, there's no Halal Neshe B'chutz La'aretz, so then you shouldn't say Halal at all on Purim. Says the Me'iri, of all the three answers, the one I like the best is that Kriyas Zuei Lila, and therefore probably you should say Halal if you don't have a Megillah. The Me'iri on his own just decides that of the three answers, that's the best answer, and he says, and therefore, Nafkamina L'meisa, that a person should say Halal. So the Chida in Birkei Yosef quotes this, and he says, the Stimas Divrei Aposkim is not that way, is that you never say Halal on Purim, because Rava is the one that said the second reason, that Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, that we're still the Avadim of, or the third reason rather, that we're still Avadim of Achashverosh, and according to that third reason, that we're still Avadim of Achashverosh, then it wouldn't make sense to say Halal at all, and we always pass them like Rava, because Rava is the Basra. That's how the Chida writes in Birkei Yosef against the Me'iri, and he says, especially according to the Girsa of the Rif and the Ran, that they're Goris Maskif La Rava, that Rava raises this as a question, that Rava is saying as a kasha on the previous reason, that why do you need to say that Kriyasa Zuei Lila without without that, you wouldn't say Halal on Purim. Because Akati Avdei Achashver Shanan. So if that's your gear, so then it's a maskif la Rava, and the Gemara never answers the Kasha, so that means to tell you, certainly, that we're going to Paskin like Rava. In Shari Tshuva, on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, in Simtav Sadi Gimel, Sivkatan Gimel, he quotes the Chida, and he says that Afal Pikein, if you don't have a Megillah to read from, you should say Halal without a Bracha, and just say it like your Kori B'Tehillim. And he says that even if you have a Chumash that you're able to read the Megillah from, but you don't have a proper Megillah, everyone agrees, you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, when you read from a Chumash, so you should still say Halal without a Bracha, just to be safe, but say Halal without a Bracha. So essentially, we have three Shitos. You have the Shita of the Meiri, that absent the Megillah, you say Halal fully, you really say Halal. You have the Shita of the Chida, that, no way, we were never Misakin Halal. The Gemara is discussing why we were never Misakin Halal on Purim, but of course we were never Misakin Halal on Purim. And then you have the Shari Tshuva that takes sort of a more safe position, that if you don't have a Megillah, so do Halal without a Bracha, as if you're being Korei from Tehillim. However, in the Tshuva's Shiva Sion, Simcha Valev, he says, no, even to read it without a Bracha is not so pashut. Anyone who says Halal B'chol Yom is K'mecharif V'megadiv, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches says. It's not a no-loss proposition to just say Halal even without a Bracha. You're not allowed to. This is the crux of the issue about saying Halal in Yom Atzmut. It's not one of those issues where you say, what do you have to lose? You probably either have to say it or you're not allowed to say it, right? Those are probably the two options, right? So it's not just a what do you have to lose issue, because if you say halal b'chol yom, if you say halal when it's not necessary to say, so it's mecharif u'megadif. There's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak that Dayan Weiss has where he's asked about, and what if Purim falls out on Shabbos? So when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, so should we say halal in such a case? I mean, forget about someone who doesn't have Megillah. Let's say you have Megillah, but it's Shabbos, so you're not going to. So we learned back at Daf Dalet that when Purim falls on Shabbos, you're supposed to be Shaul Binyan Shel Yom on that Shabbos. Okay, good, but what about saying Halal? So he suggests that it's totally in the two reasons that we gave as to why it is that we don't do Megillah on Shabbos. That either because we're Shem Yavrenu Dalar Amos Prishas Ram, so if that's the case, Shem Yavrenu Dalar Amos Prishas Ram, sounds like there really is a mitzvah on Shabbos. We're just afraid that you're going to violate a more severe Aveira, so therefore we tell you not to do the mitzvah. So if that's the case, then maybe Yitaka should do Halal on Shabbos. But if you say that the reason is not because of Shem Yavirenu, but it's that Einayim Shel Aniyim, that the Aniyim look forward to Mikra Megillah, so you don't want to have anything on Shabbos that's going to replace Mikra Megillah, because we dafka need Mikra Megillah on a different day when the Aniyim have what to look forward to. In the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, he quotes a Ma'aril in Or Chaim Sim Reish Adivav, he quotes a Ma'aril that if there's a Mila on Purim, we do the Mila before Mikra Megillah, and he says it could be that the reason is because we're coming la'afuke mishitas Rav Nachman, who holds that Mikra Megillah is b'makom halal. Like the Miri says, according to Rav Nachman, that when you don't say Megillah, when you don't read Megillah, you say halal, because halal, we pass that you're not allowed to be mafsik at all between Shemona Esrei and halal. So we dafka make the hefsik then, and we do the Mila before Kriyas HaMegillah to show that we don't pass like Rav Nachman. Meaning, what Kleisenberger is pointing out in the Shuvas Divrei Yatziv is that there's another nafkamina. It's not only would you say halal when you don't have a Megillah. Nafkamina is when do you do a bris mila in shul? That if you hold mikra Megillah is a kiyum in halal, so you can't be mafsik between the Shemona Esrei and your kiyum in halal. But if you hold mikra Megillah is not a kiyum in halal, mikra Megillah is a separate kiyum, so then you can do a bris mila during that time. That's what Maril says, that we do a bris mila during that time to tell me that we don't paskin like Rav Nachman. A fascinating nafkamina. So says Gemara now, second very wide line on Yad. The Suleka, is that are there really only 48 Nevi'im that Klal Yisrael had, Vaksiv, but doesn't Pasuk say, Vayish Echad Min HaRamasayim Tzofim, and the Gemara assumes Ramasayim is a Lashon of Masayim, it's a Lashon of 200, even though it's a totally different word. Echad Min Masayim Tzofim Shenisnavelem LiYisrael, this is one of the 200 Nevi'im that were Misnave for Klal Yisrael. So you see, there were 200 Nevi'im, not just 48 Nevi'im. And so Gemara, Mahavatu Vavu, no, there were plenty of Nevi'im. Kintanya Harbi Nevi'im Amdom LiYisrael, Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. There were way more than 200 also. There were Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. There were 1.2 1.2 million Nevi'im. El Nevuah Shutzchal Doros Nichtva V'Shalovitzchal Lo Nichtva. That only a Nevuah that was Shutzchal Doros ended up being written down. A Nevuah that was not Shutzchal Doros did not get written down. Rabbi Shomer Nachmani Amar Adam Haba Mishtei Ramos Shetzof Al Zuazu. No, you know what Har Messiah means? It means a person who comes from an area where there were two mountains where you can see from one mountain top to the other. Rabbi Chanan Amar Adam Haba Mibnei Adam Sha'omdim Beruma Shalolam. It's a person who descends from people whose location is Berumo Shalolam, in a certain heightened, elevated spot in the world. Umaninu, who are the people that stand on an elevated spot? B'nei Korach, it's the children of Korach, Tachziv, U'b'nei Korach Lamesu. B'nei Korach did not die. Tanu Mishum Rabbeinu, Makom Nispatzulem Begehenim. Why did they not die? Because when the ground opened up and they fell in, that there was an elevated spot in Gehenim, like a ledge that they're standing on in Gehenim. The Gemara Mesechta Bava Basra says that every year when the world goes around to a certain place, you could hear the B'nai Korach still saying, Moshe Emes V'Sarasa Emes. So the B'nai Korach didn't die, they're there, and that's their life sentence, to be standing on that spot in Gehenim. V'amdu Alav Sheva Nevios, and there were seven Nevios for Klal Yisrael. So this is going to be the bulk of today's daf. Man Ninhu, who are these seven women, these seven special Nevios? So Sarah, Miriam, Dvorah, Chana, Avigail, Chuldava, Esther. There's your list. So we're going to go through one by one. Sarah, Dichsev, Avimilka, Avi Yischa. That it says Avimilka Vavi Yascha. So but Yascha is Sarah. Vamra Vitzak Yascha Zu Sarah. The Yascha is Sarah. Vilama Nikra Shema Yascha. Why is she called Yascha? Shesachsa Baruch HaKodesh. Because she was able to see. It's a lashon of being able to see, of being able to have such a vision that she saw Baruch HaKodesh. That's why she's called Yiska. Shenemar Kolasha Tomar Elecha Sarah Shema Bekola. That Avram Avinu was told that whatever Sarah tells you, Shema Bekola. One of my I forgot who it was, but someone when my son got married, my daughter-in-law's Hebrew name is Sarah, so someone said, this is the one guiding light of your whole life. Kola Shatomar Sarah, Shema Bekola. That's the rule. That's what you have to do. So Davaracher, Yiska Shakol Sochid Biyofya. The Yiska means that everyone looks at her beauty. She was such a beautiful woman. So she was, one version is that she was a Neviah, and that's what it was, that she had a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh and Avram Avinu, and he had to listen to her, and the other is that she was beautiful. Miriam, the second of the Nevios, Tichsiv, Vatikach Miriam and Nevia, Achos Aaron. So, Velo Achos Moshe, what calls her the Nevia, Miriam and Nevia, the sister of Aaron. You know, that's like burying the lead over here, right? If you're a sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't go around saying, I'm a sister of Aaron. You know, you'd be showing off that you're a sister of Moshe Rabbeinu. How come the Torah calls her Achos Aaron? So, Rav Nachman, Rav Rav, Shayesim Misnavik, she Achos Aaron. She was already a Nevia before Moshe was born, when she was only Achos Aaron, when Moshe wasn't born yet, Va'omeris, and she said, Asida imi she'telid ben, she'oshiyas Yisrael, that my mother's going to give birth to a son who's going to save Klal Yisrael. U'b'shal shenolam nismalei abayis kula'ora, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the whole house filled with light, amad avi avinashkal rosha, so her father came and kissed her on her head. So this again is Davyomi coincidence, is what we just read about in yesterday's parsha, right? So her father comes and kisses her on her head, look at that, we have this very special child that was born, and it looks like he has tremendous potential. So amalah biti he says, wow, your nevuah was fulfilled. But once he was thrown into the or, her father came and tapped her on the head as if to show disappointment. Where's your nevuah now that we had to give him up? We had to put him in the or. That's what the pasuk means when it says that she stood from a distance to know. Because she knew that her nevuah had to come true. She just wanted to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to make it happen. So that's the story of Miriam being a Nevi'ah at a very, very young age. Devorah, how do I know Devorah was a Nevi'ah? Dechsivu Devorah Isha Nevi'ah, Esha Slapidos. Says explicitly, she was an Isha Nevi'ah, Esha Slapidos. My Esha Slapidos, what does it mean? The wife of Lapidos. Shaisa Osa Psilos LeMigdash, that she used to make the wicks for the Beis HaMigdash. V'yoshevas Tachas Tomer, and she sat under a Tomer. Maishna Tachas Tomer, why Dafka under a Tomer? Amr Reb Shimon of Shalom Yishum Yichud. It was because of a concern of Yichud. As Tosfos points out, Kishabana Labanei Yisrael Mishmah, people who come to her for judgment, so she didn't want to be in violation of Yichud by being alone with two men who were coming to her to judge a case, so she had to be in the outdoors where there's not going to be a violation of Yichud. Dover Acher, Ma Tamar Zeh, Inlo El Levechad, Af Yisrael Shabbos Adol, Elam El Levechad, Avi and Shabbos Shemaim. Or another interpretation is that just like a Tamar, only has a Levechad, just like a date palm, only has a Levechad, only has one heart, so too, Klal Yisrael, in that generation, only had a Lev Echad, Laviyam Shabbos Shemaim. In Hilchos Yichud, Yichud and Ebenezer in Simul Chav Beis Siv Tes, Shulchan Aruch says that a bias that's Pischa Pasuach L'Rishas Rabim, there's no issue of Yichud. It's a Gemara at the end of Maseches Kiddushin that Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas Rabim is a heter for Yichud. But there is a big discussion in Poskim what the gather of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishas Rabim is. The Beis Meir is quoted in Tshuva, writes in the Tshuva to Rabbi Kiveger, that's printed in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger's Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf, and Rabbi Kiveger himself in Simon Kuf Aleph over there in his response to the Beis Meir, and the Beis Shlomo also in Chelik Aleph Simon Memches say that anytime the door is closed, even though it's not locked, even if you're afraid that someone might come in without asking Rishus, and they might just barge in like one of the Bnei Abayas who doesn't have to knock, and they could just walk in, Afal Pikein, there's Nisri Yichud. That's not called Pesach Pasuach. The Heter is only when it's Pesach Pasuach Mamish, when the door is Mamish opened to the Rishus Rabbin. In the Tshuvas Binyan Sion, he says that it's very hard to save yourself from Nisri Yichud, a lot of times even unwittingly, that sometimes a maid is going to come into a room and the Balabayas is there alone, so there's no way that you could always keep the doors open, especially during the winter time, where it's freezing cold if you leave the door open. The Balabayas is always going to be over in Isser Yichud. So according to that, says the Beis Shlomo, even if the door is mamish open to Rosh Hashanah, there's not going to be a heter unless it's a cheder that's samuch to Rosh Hashanah, unless it's a room that people who are passing by are going to be able to see in. But it's also to be misyachid in any other room in the house, even when you have a Pesach Pesuach to Rosh Hashanah. However, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sefer HaYira that Yichud is dafka when it's closed with some sort of lock. So it sounds like when it's not locked, then there's not going to be an Isser of Yichud. That's what the Mabit and the Radvaz writes in the name of the Rashba in the Tshuva, that as long as it's not locked, even though the Delos is closed, you're still afraid someone might walk in, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of Yichud. So Chazanish says that even if you know that no one's going to come in, since you don't, it's still going to be mutter because Amos Rabim Alav, that by nature you're just afraid that that someone might come in, even though you don't have anyone in particular that you think might come in. So what does this have to do with our sugya? The Tshuvas Binyan Sion says we have a riot from our sugya, like the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kiveger, that are machmir, that there's no heter of Pesach Pesuach unless people walking by in the Rosh Hashanah are actually able to see inside. Because in our sugi, we say, Devorah Neviya, Eshes Lapidos, she was sat under a tomer. Why under a tomer? Because of Yichud. And Rashi says, because it's a very high tree, and therefore it doesn't provide too much shade, so no one is able to be misyachid with her, like in a house. But if you say that a delus ne'ula is called Yichud, but short of being locked, it's not going to be an issue of Yichud, why does she need to be under a tomer? Let her go under any tree. There are no locks by trees, right? Let her be under any tree, even if it does block off the sight of everybody else. No big deal if it blocks off everybody's sight. There's no lock. Anyone could get right through the branches. Elamai, you see, like that first shita, that it's still an issue Yichud, so long as the door is not wide open. Rav Moshe has a funny tshuva in Hilchus Yichud, where Rav Moshe writes that if it's a time of day where if someone knocks on the door, you would have to answer the door because it would be you'd be expected to answer the door, then even if the door is locked, maybe it's not an Isser Yichud. That's a very, very great chiddush, an incredible kula. Rav Moshe has in his tshuvas about Yichud, he has one unbelievable kula and one unbelievable chumra. By unbelievable means not widely accepted by anybody else, meaning people do not believe it. The unbelievable kula that he has when it comes still Chus Yichud is this one, that even if the door is locked, sometimes it could save you from Yichud. If I can just ask if everyone can mute, let me see if I can do it. That even if the door is locked, it could save you from Yichud. And the unbelievable chumrah that he has in Chus Yichud is Yichud in a car. Rav Moshe writes that when it comes to Yichud in a car, that even if it's broad daylight, it could be a problem of Yichud in a car, because you could always turn off into a place where it's going to be more private, and therefore he holds that it's still an isser of that it's still an isser of Yichud. That lechor is a very big chiddush also, because if you're right now in a place where people can see you, so you can always turn off into somewhere else. You can always go somewhere else, travel somewhere else. But the isser Yichud pashtus is defined by where you are right now. Anyway, weiter in the Gemara, Chana is the next neviya. Chana duchsevat spal Chana v'tomer olat sliba b'Hashem Rama karni b'Hashem Rama karni. Below Rama Pachi, that she says Rama Karni, a Karen and not a Pach. What's the difference between a Karen and a Pach? David and Shlomo Shnimshchu beKaren Nimshcha Malchusan. That David and Shlomo, who had their were anointed with a Karen. Karen, so their Malchus extended. Whereas Shaul veYehu shnimshchu bepach, the Mashicha of Shaul and Yehu happened with a pach, with a jug, and not with a Karen, lo nimshcha Malchusan, their Malchus didn't extend. Ein kadosh kaHashem ki ein biltecha, Chana said. So Amar Avidu Bar Menashe, al tikri biltecha el levaloscha. Not that there's no one besides for Hashem, that goes without saying, but there's no one that could outlast Hashem. The way Hashem operates is different than the way people operate. Midas pasuk v'dam, I see other mivalenu so. That when it comes to midas pasuk v'dam, that which you create can outlive you. If I build a table and I build it really, really well, that table could still exist long after I am gone. Avol Kodesh Baruch Hu mivalenu ma'aseh yadav. But Kodesh Baruch Hu outlasts that which He creates. Ve'ein tsur kelukenu. And then we also have ein tsur. The phrase ein tsur kelukenu means ein sayer kelukenu. That there is no artist like Hashem. Adam tzartzur al gavakosav ein yachalatav l'ruach neshama. A person makes an image and he draws a picture on a wall and he's not able to put into that picture a ruach and neshama or intestines and internal organs or anything like that. Even when you have animated pictures, but there are no intestines. There's no circulatory system that you have in your animated pictures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toch tzura u'matzal ruach neshama k'rivayim b'nei me'ayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a human being inside of another human being. This is a shira about the miracle of pregnancy and childbirth. Hashem puts a human being inside another human being, and in that inside human being there are all sorts of intestines and organs and everything that function inside the human being that's inside the other human being. So that's the ultimate artist. Avigail is the next Neviyah, that she was going on the dark side of the mountain. So Bisesarahar, Minar mi Baile. Why does it say Bisesarahar? It should say from the har. So Amrabar Shmuel al Iske Dam Abba Menastar. No, she was coming to ask a shayla relating to dam that comes from a makum seser, that comes from a hidden spot. Not the dam erisalo. She took dam to ask David HaMelech a shayla. David HaMelech, as we know, was involved in Hilchas Nid the shaylas. Yadai Meluch Leches, the Gemara says in Mesachas Brachos that David HaMelech said that in contrast to all the other kings who never get their hands dirty and never are busy with the day-to-day lives of people, Yadai Meluch Leches b'dam shvir b'dam shvilya. That I'm busy getting my hands dirty with all sorts of dam in order to be metairisha lebaila, in order to allow a woman to be tar lebaila. So David HaMelech was always involved in these kinds of shailas. In fact, even the poskim on the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida bring that as a raya. There's a shaila whether a posik is supposed to look at a maradam while it's still wet, or you should dafka wait till it dries to look at the maradam, or maybe dafka look when it's wet and don't wait till it dries to look at the maradam. So that's what one of the poskim in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch says, that David HaMelech's Yadai Meluchlachos, he says his hands got dirty. If his hands got dirty, it must have still been moist. So apparently you are allowed to look at a Shaila when it's still wet. But anyway, David HaMelech was involved in these kinds of things. So Avigail came to ask such a Shaila. She was married to Naval. Naval was one of the people the Gemara tells us, Kishmo Kenhu, that he lived up to his name. He was a terrible, terrible person. So she was married to Naval, and she had this Shaila in Hilchos Nida. So Amar La, so David HaMelech said, "V'chimar in dam b'layla." What are you asking? You need the shayla at night. You're not allowed to look at Maros dam at layla. So she had set him up for that response. Amar Lo, she said to him, "V'chidana dinin nefashos b'layla." Are you allowed to be dan dinin nefashos b'layla? That you decided that my husband Naval is a married b'malchus and that you're gonna kill him and that he deserves to be killed. It's layla. You're not allowed to be dan dinin nefashos. So Amar Lo, so David HaMelech said right back to her, "Married b'malchus who v'lo tzarich l'midayne." A married b'malchus doesn't need din. You can do whatever you want to a Mari B'malchus. You don't need to go through the normal rules of din. So Tosas points out that in our sugya it sounds like Stam Mari B'malchus. You don't even need a din. But in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, Rabbi Baruch Chana proves in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you're maskil min atzad b'din in nefashos from the din of Naval. From Naval himself, we learn some of the rules of din from Naval. So how can you say that the din of maskil min atzad you're going to learn from Naval if Naval was someone who didn't even deserve a din? So Tos says, no, it doesn't mean that you don't have any din. Of course you have to give him a din. It's just that normally you have, by other dinei nefashos, were done in b'yom l'zchus or b'yom sha'acharav l'chova. They're not allowed to be done l'chova on that same day. If you want to be mechayev, you have to at least sleep on it. You have to at least give it till the next day. But by Amari b'malchus, you don't have to give him that courtesy. That if you find him guilty, you can find him guilty right then and there. That's the difference between Amari b'malchus and others. The Tosas Sanhedrin says a little differently. Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, he doesn't need to be given any din, but you at least need Kabbalas Eidos. That's what you have to be Makab, because if you don't know that he's a Mari B'malchus, so how can you just kill him? So there's no actual din, but at the very least, you need Kabbalas Eidos. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Gimel Halachas, you don't even need Kabbalas Eidos. That if the Melech feels that someone is Mari B'malchus, that's it. He can off him, he can kill him, just like that. That you don't even require Kabbalas Eidos. So it's three deos in Rishonim as to what exactly you need to do for a Mari B'malchus, for the din of a Mari B'malchus. Anyway, Amr Lo, so Avigail says back to him, Adayin Shol Kayim Lo Yotze Tivach Ba'olam. You call him Mari B'malchus, you're not a Melech yet. Shol's still alive, so it doesn't, no one knows you as a king yet. Amr Lo, Baruch Taimech Brucha At. Wow, good point, he says. Asher Kilisani Hayom Azem Yibaba Damim. You've prevented me from being Bab Damim. So Damim Tarti Mashma. She saved him from two bloods, meaning the blood of Naval, of killing an innocent man, and also her Dam Nida, because she was a Nida, she prevented him from being Boel her. El Melamit Shigilsa Shoka V'Halach La'ora, because she was Megala her Shok, her thigh, and it created this great light, and he followed that light, Gimel Parsos. He was chasing after her for three Parsos. Amrla Yishamili, and he was trying to proposition her that she should be with him. So Amrla, she said, Lo Tia Zos L'Chalafuka, that this shouldn't be your downfall. Zos M'chaldika Achriti, but implying that there's going to be something else that's similar to this that's going to be your downfall. Omayni U'maisa D'Basheva, and that was the Maisa D'Basheva, Maskana Hachiava, and that was her Nevuah, that she was Misnave, that the Maisa D'Basheva was going to be the downfall of David HaMelech. It's interesting, Tosus over here has a slight change. He says it's Nimtza B'Svarim Meduyakim. He tells Dibra Maskel Shagil Sashoka. He says toward the end of that Tosos that in the Svarim Meduyakim it's Nakud Behen. The problem is we don't have Nakudos over here. So he says it changes the Nakudos Lamed Aleph Vav Reish Hey as opposed to Lamed Aleph Vav Reish Hey that we have here. But well, what changed? He doesn't explain. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains in the back of the Gemara that it's Laora or Leura, and somehow that makes a difference. That a real shaila is, how could David HaMelech, first of all, how could Avigail expose herself that way? And he's chasing her for three persons. Why didn't she just cover herself up? How could it be that she remains exposed that way? So he says, no, it must be, and somehow, I'm not sure why, somehow it makes a difference if you say La'ora or La'ura, that it must be that she didn't realize, she thought she was in private, but the light of that emanated from her exposure went three parsos away, and David HaMelech saw it from three parsos away. So of course she covered herself up right away, but he ran three parsos to find her, and that's what it means, that he chased her three parsos. But anyway, bottom line is, he tried to proposition her, and she said, oh, there's also a discussion in the Achronim raised, how could he do this? She's an Esh Azish. What's the matter with David HaMelech? He's going after her, and oh, but she's a Nida, so he's going to stay away from her. Nida's an Esh Kares. Esh Azish, she chayv misa b'day Adam. What do you mean? Why is he okay with the fact that she's an Esh Azish? So some suggest she wasn't really an Esh Azish. She was a Pilegesh, and maybe by a Pilegesh, you don't have such an Isser of an Esh Azish. I don't know. Got to come up with something. Okay. Vayse nefesh adon nitzrur b'tzorah chayim. Then she says such an interesting thing. That's where the phrase tzrur b'tzorah chayim. We always talk about nafshu tzrur b'tzorah chayim about deceased people. She says it about a living person. She says that your nefesh should be tzrur b'tzorah chayim. So kavs miftar minei amrale ve'etiv Hashem la'adoni v'zecharta samaseich. And when she took leave of David, she said, by the way, don't forget me. So Amrav Nachman, I'm Damrienshi. That's what people say. It's a bahadi shusa pilcha, that a woman can multitask at the same time that she's spinning thread, she's also talking. Some say that a goose stoops as it walks, but its eyes are always looking forward to the next opportunity. Meaning Avigail, while she was still married to Naval and just made a big deal about the fact that she's still married to Naval and tried to save Naval's life, she knows that Naval's not going to be long for this world and that ultimately she's going to want to marry David. So she's already laying the groundwork for David to marry her. So even as she's multitasking, she's saving Neville's life, and she's also looking to the future and looking ahead and planting the idea in David's head that you should remember me in the future. Chulda, what do we know about Chulda being a Neviah? But wait a second, how could she be a Neviah in the same place where Yirmiyahu was? Yirmiyahu was a greater level of Navi, so it would be a chutzpah for her to be Misnave, for her to work as a Neviah. So Amri Be'erav, Mishmei D'Rav, Chulda Krovus Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu Aisa. She was a relative of Yirmiyahu, Lava Makbenala, so he didn't mind. Great, that explains why she was allowed to be in the Nevi'ah business. But how? Why would Yoshiyahu go to her and not to Yirmiyahu? So a couple of possibilities. Because she's more of a woman is more likely to have Rachmanus, so she'll give a more gentle Nevu'ah. Rabbi Yochanan Yirmiyahu lo ava hasum shalom chachzer aser shvatim. That Yirmiyahu wasn't there because he came back. He had gone to bring back the ten tribes. Uminalan tahadar. How do I know he brought back the 10 tribes? So the Navi Yirmiyahu told them that one day the Yovel is going to be batel when they're in Galus. But if the 10 tribes aren't there, Yovel is already batel. In order to practice Yovel, you need to have Kol Yoshvei Aleh. You need to have most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So if the 10 tribes are exiled, you don't have Kol Yoshvei Aleh. El Melamit Yirmiyahu Zirin. So it must be that Yirmiyahu did bring them back, and you have Kol Yoshvei Aleh. This is very much Nogei Alach Lemaisa. Right? Bizman Azel, we assume Shemit. Is only midrabanan. Why is Shemitah only midrabanan? Because you need Rav Yoshvei Aleha in order for Shemitah to be Daraisa. We make big nafkaminas in terms of the Chumra Se'isr and how we treat the Shemitah year. So the Achronim point out that even when we have Kol Yoshvei Aleha, we may be at that point already where we have Rov of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. If we're not there, we're very, very close. The intermarriage rate in Chutz Laaretz does not, unfortunately helps this. Aliyah Baruch Hashem helps us also. But we have having Rav Yoshvei Aleh, something that's not in the very distant future, Baruch Hashem. But it could be that you need the tribes to each recognize their tribal holding and to live in that particular tribal holding that they have in order for Yovel to come back, in order for Shemitah to be Daraisa. Anyway, V'yoshio ben Amon Melech Aleh, and Duxiv V'yomer Matzion Elaz Hashar Niro V'yomer Elavanchi Ir Hakever Asher Elukim Asher Bami Yehuda V'yikras Advar Meil Asher Asis Al Mizbech BeBeisel. What is Yoshiyahu doing by the Mizbech in Beisel? It must be that Yoshiyahu was the king over them. Rav Nachman, Gam Yehuda, Shas Katzilach B'Shuv Yishuvos Ami, that he was appointed for you for the harvest B'Shuv Yishuvos Ami when the nation returns. So Esther, where do we find that Esther was a Nevi'ah? D'chsev, Ahiba Yom HaShlishi V'Telavish Esther Malchus, that Esther wore Malchus. Big day Malchus, Mibayilei. It should say that she wore the clothing of Malchus. El Shalav Shasa Ruach HaKodesh. No, it means that she was adorned with Ruach HaKodesh. Ksiv HaChavetilavesh, Ksiv Hasam, V'Ruach Lavsha Esamasai. So you see that it's a Ruach that's Lavsha. That Lavsha Malchus means that she had this Ruach HaKodesh. Amrav Nachman Lo Yoyi Rusul Dinashi. It's not a good idea for women to have a sense of Yura, a sense of arrogance, and a sense of pride. Tarti Nashi Yihiran Havyan, V'Sanyan Shemayu. That two women had this sense of pride, and their names are... have a negative connotation. Chadashma Ziburta, one of them is called a bee, Devora is a bee. V'chadashma Karkushta, one of them is called a weasel, because Chulda means a weasel. Ziburta Ksiv Bavatishach V'tikra LeBarak, that she called Barak, summoned him. V'ilu Ihi Lo Azagabe, she didn't go to him. And Karkushta Ksiv Ba Imru Le'ish V'lo Arma Imru LeMelech. She says Imru Le'ish as opposed to LeMelech, so she speaks in a way that's less than respectful to the Melech, and that's a sense of Yuhara. So that's Chulda. The fact that Chulda means a weasel comes up also in Meseches Pesachim. That's one of the jokes the Gemara makes. The Gemara says that the Chulda is going to know on Erev Pesach to hide away some of the chametz, so because it knows that Pesach is coming, and therefore you have to be choshesh that the Chulda is not eating the chametz. So the Gemara has an expression, what? V'chi Chulda Nevi'ah hi? Is the weasel a Nevi'ah? So it's a joke, the Gemara is saying, because Chulda is, in fact, the name of one of the Nevi'ahs. But anyway, so we'll stop there. We'll pick up with Amar Rav Nachman, Chulda on the second to last skinny line tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.